and welcome to the award-winning Ardent Atheist, where reason reigns supreme, not frogs and fish. Today's episode brought to you by billions of years of evolution. Sitting next to me is my co-host, Heather Henderson.
Hi, everybody.
You know Heather from the Facebooks, on the inner tubes, and from our other hit podcast, Skeptically Yours. You can find links to our guest website, join our Twitter and Facebook feeds, subscribe to our premium ad-free 90-minute full-length episodes, and our email at ardentatheist.com.
If you'd like to take part in the live chat moderated by the author of the well-known blog, Hit and Miss, Joe Swam, go to ardentatheist.com/live and chat us up right now.
And please go to iTunes, subscribe to our podcast for free, and write a review. Help us get in the top 10. You may also go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe to our premium ad-free content for a measly $10 per year.
Oh, hey, look, the explosion also took out my career within this community. Fuck.
Damn.
Whoa, that's rape if true.
There's always FTB Con.
Gah, I didn't read past without my consent before posting.
This is so wrong. What the fuck are those orgs thinking by not even acting like they give a shit?
If covering up for the big boys is the price of a career in this community, it was never a community.
What's with all the creeps in this skeptic community lately?
And Emery, what are we reading?
The comment from PZ Meyer's grenade blog.
Hilarious.
I know, right?
We only have two rules on the show. Rule number one, guests may plug anything they want. We're not hypocrites. Go subscribe.
And rule number two, if you're a listener who's ever been offended by anything, get a sledgehammer and destroy your computer now. This show has no restrictions on language or content, and certainly has nothing for you, you deluded shit-flinging gossip monger. We're coming to you live from the E&H Studios in sunny Studio City, California. In the Studio City tonight, we have Wendy Wason.
Hello.
Barbara Drescher. And John Rael.
Fuck, fuck, fuck.
You know these guys, folks, from Showbiz. Nice start, John.
Thank you. You said no language barriers.
No language barriers at all. How are you?
Good.
Thanks for being here.
Good. I'm happy to be here. Happy to get on and talk about this face to face, because I think that is...
Instead of face to book?
Instead of, yes.
Face to book.
I like that.
See what she did there?
I know.
She's hilarious
she
that way.
She referenced Facebook.
I just realized why you have this on this show and not Skeptically Yours.
Why would that be?
Fuck, fuck, fuck.
Yeah. You know, I really do try, although I fail most of the time, I try to keep Skeptically Yours a little bit less vitriolic.
Muddy, dirty.
Yeah.
And creepy,
filthy.
Weird.
So,
is this the dirty one?
Yeah. I don't. Atheists aren't edged. They're not edged out by language. They're not edged out by the word fuck, fuck, fuck three times.
And the other one's sophisticated. That's why I've mostly been featured on that one.
Why did you make air quotes?
With sophisticated?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, because.
Because he's been on it.
Yeah. Fair enough.
So, all right, we are definitely going to talk about the shitstorm du jour, and that is the fact that I really can't pronounce French words properly.
Du jour.
Yeah, right. PZ Myers has written a blog. There isn't anybody who listens to my show, our show, this show, that doesn't know about the PZ Myers grenade blog.
Well, there might be a few people, but they've been living under the carpet.
Yeah.
Or on vacation.
Yeah, or not giving a shit about bullshit.
I know.
It bothered me. I sat quietly and didn't get involved in this discussion in a significant way, frankly, because I'm trying to run two podcasts, and I really don't want what happens to people when they speak out against particular factions, what I refer to as the extremist feminist factions. I got into a debate a while ago with a guy named Wendell, and that resulted in me being referred to. I was quote mined from that. They used things that I was doing that were humorous and hyperbolic to try to represent me as a rape apologist, as a misogynist, and they called a turncock, and they called Heather a gender traitor because she didn't agree with all of the tactics of that particular group of folks, and said so. When you speak out against these people, a character assassination ensues. That's what tends to happen when you take exception with anything that goes on over there with regard to sexual harassment within the skeptic atheist community. So we are going to talk about this today. Wendy knows nothing of this shit. And I
except what we told you.
What I've read.
To, yeah, who's, I did. Who's Wendy?
I'm sitting to your right, buddy.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you hitting on her?
I just talked.
I'll go.
So, I wanted to have you on the show. You're in town for a couple of weeks.
I'm in town for a couple of weeks.
And I hate that I had to invite you into a shitstorm of this kind to talk about it.
Oh, no, I'm quite in,
interested in it. I got a lot of shit back in the UK recently because I wrote a blog having a go at a certain Robin Thicke.
Oh, you've gone after Robin, okay.
Mm. Yeah, I've gone after, well, yeah.
Tell us, do tell.
I just wrote a blog about how rapey the lyrics of Blurred Lines sound.
Yes,
because
they do.
Even the title Blurred Lines, when I heard that, I was a bit like, oh, all right, what the fuck's this about?
Right.
And then this lines in it that, you know, I'm going to give you something to tear that ass into. Yeah. Which I'm not quite sure exactly what he means is going to tear an ass into.
He means his cock.
He also, and then I went through the whole song and it's kind of like,
I can't tell
really
you how glad I am
sexist.
To hear you say this.
And then you see the video.
I thought
that
it was alone.
No, you're not. It's unbelievable. But the video is also.
There have been a lot of women who have been affected by this song.
I'm sorry. I guess I'm out of the zeitgeist.
Do you
what
know
is
the song?
No.
Robin Thicke. It's called Blur Lines and it's Pharrell Williams and Robin Thicke. And it's about. It's basically a guy singing, I know you want it, you're going to get it, over and over again. And the video that accompanies the song is like two fully clothed men in their 40s leering over naked girls in their 20s. And their argument was...
are naked.
They are naked.
Really?
Completely naked.
Yeah.
And
Amanda's saying it sounds hot.
Where are they airing this video?
On MTV. You can see it.
Well, no, you can see it right here on my... on my podcast, we're putting. Oh, we don't have.
Yeah, that's what I was really hoping for, was that we'd give him another play.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I've heard this
that,
song.
Emery. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you actually listen to the lyrics, it's really.
I've never listened to the lyrics, but it's a very fun. Yeah.
Well, here you go. It's right up here.
Now, if anything happened to that girl and she went to court later on and said, "Well, I was just at this party.
Well, she wouldn't.
Two fully clothed guys, and we were just having a bit of a laugh, and I was naked, and they were clothed."
Well, she wouldn't.
The
she would
just gonna
report
go,
it
what
to the organization.
She
wait, this is allowed on basic cable?
Well, now it's actually not
There's
allowed on Ustream, so we're gonna have to stop playing that right
oh,
now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can't play this on Ustream. This video.
That's a shame.
Yeah, I know, right?
Oops.
So now listen, I haven't seen this whole video. I'd heard the song, but I haven't seen the whole video.
Now you're up to speed.
I am up to speed. I'll have to watch the whole thing. I do take exception with one aspect of what you said.
What?
These girls look like they're 20 somethings.
Yeah.
And these guys are in their 40s.
Yeah.
And there's a specific problem that you have with that dynamic?
Not the age thing per se, but the idea that a guy in his 40s knows what he's doing and a girl in her 20s may be young and impressionable.
I see.
I have a problem with the entitlement there. And there is an entitlement feature with the age difference that's portrayed there. It's not that I have a problem with people of different ages, you know.
Fucking.
Yeah. I don't. But that's the implication that they're entitled. And it goes along with the lyrics.
There'd be something disgusting. Well, it would feel disgusting and weird if it was like two women in their 40s leering over. Do you know what? Maybe we should do that video.
That would be a sexy video.
I've seen a lot of. I mean, they're advertising.
You've seen a lot of what?
They're advertising cougar lines on television now. Have you
Are
seen
they?
These advertisements?
And I believe there's a sheep in the video as well.
Yeah, a goat. Or a sheep. I think it's a goat.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
It sounds to me like it's just shocking.
It's not well. It's really
no, it's
weird.
More than
it's
that.
More than that. I kind of, as a mother of a daughter who's 11, I don't want my daughter thinking, "Oh yeah, this is what happens when you grow up. You go to parties and you parade yourself for men."
But it is.
But it's not.
Okay, sorry.
You and I both fucking know that. Tiny dark dreams. That's what.
To me, what gets me is not the age difference. It's literally the clothing difference. I mean, you walk into a room and somebody has clothes on and somebody doesn't. Guess who the authority figure is?
Exactly.
Yeah. Guess who's in charge? Yeah. You know, it's like the doctors. The Seinfeld. As you take your pants off, you know, I wonder why. So look, you know, he's the authority now.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Were you printed with your takedown of Robin Thicke?
No, the Huffington Post put it on their front page, so I had loads of shit from people.
Whoa. Oh, that's nice. So you were...
And what's really funny,
That's what print is today. Print is digital.
That.
Yeah. Did you?
Yes.
What I find bizarre about any feminist article on the internet is that... All the comments underneath it justify the fucking article in the first place.
Yeah, it was like,
"Oh, fuck off, bitch, and make me a sandwich."
Uh-huh.
And your point is...
See, now, and it's this stuff. This is very, very comparative to what goes on in the skeptic and atheist community, and this particular group of people. We will call them the FTB folks. I will call them the FTB folks for the sake of discussion today. Not all people at Free Thought Blogs takes part in this...
Rampage.
Yeah, well...
And not all of the people who take part in the rampage are... from Free Thought Blocks.
That's another thing as well, right? For expediency, we'll refer to them as Free Thought Blog.
Jackoffs.
No. Free Thought Blogs, lowercase t, because they seem to be prone to lowercase thought. here's the deal. At one point, Rebecca Watson was getting a lot of, according to her, was getting a lot of hate mail that included the kinds of things that you're talking about, Wendy, saying they wished that she would get raped after she had come out and spoken against sexual advances in an elevator.
Okay.
So
you know about this?
I don't know.
Okay, this happened a long time ago, about 3 years ago. And it was, in my opinion, there was nothing wrong with what Rebecca Watson did initially.
Yeah.
We did a show about it. I was very much in support of someone speaking their mind about a creepazoid at 3 o'clock asking you back to your room, and waiting till he got you in an elevator to do so. That's a scary scenario.
Can be.
And yeah. And anybody who doesn't recognize that can be an unsavory situation and not the best way to approach "Would you like to hang out?" has their head up their ass.
Hey guys, open with a chat up line in a public place. There's a little tiny tip for you.
Yeah.
They had just come from a public place, but you waited until they got into the elevator.
Right. So, I spoke against that. I said that was dumb, and I said that what Rebecca said, there was nothing wrong with what Rebecca said.
She just said, just for the record, she said, "Guys, don't do that."
Yeah,
that was all she said.
Yeah,
initially.
So I was very supportive, and then it turned into this awful scenario. And what turned it into that, from my perspective, from what I'm able to glean from it, is she started getting the kinds of vitriolic crap in her mailbox. I shouldn't say box. In her email slot. Well, that's worse.
She's such a misogynist.
I've been called that. She started getting these vitriolic communique. And if you're someone who has been, I've been a comic my whole life. I've been in television work my whole life. I did television in Kansas City. I did radio in Kansas City. When you do this kind of thing, you're going to get that kind of...
When you're in the public eye.
Yeah. You're going to get that kind of email.
I'm sure that Rebecca got plenty of that email beforehand, too.
You think?
She spoke about it before
she
this happened.
She had spoken about it, yeah. About
she spoke about it at that conference a little bit. She talked about... She actually had hate mail from Richard Dawkins, reading his own hate mail as her ringtone. And she talked about that at that conference before this happened.
Yeah.
There's a really interesting, weird thing that's happened in the UK right now where someone on Twitter... Have you heard about this? Like, this come over here. There's a woman called Caroline Criado Perez who has campaigned for a woman to be on the British money. Because it's all men. All men of achievement on the British money. So she's campaigned to have Florence Nightingale on a banknote. That's her campaign.
Uh-huh.
She has received death threats. "I hope you get raped and die, bitch." People said that they're going to put a bomb outside her house. And then another MP, member of parliament, that stood up for her, then was told there's a bomb outside your house. It's going to go off at 11 o'clock. And just this shitstorm of...
I think it was misread. They said they were going to put Obama outside her house.
I think the point here is that this stuff is real and it does happen.
Yeah.
I don't know that it happens at the level, though, that has been
claimed.
It's being claimed. I mean, if you look at Rebecca's page of hate, a good half to three quarters of it is not stuff that was even directed to her and not hateful.
Yeah.
It was criticism.
I call it hate mining. That's what she did. She went and she tried to build a case that she had been
pretty hateful herself.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
She called me Elmer today. She tried to build this case. And I think she badly hyperbolized it. And she also is ignoring the fact that she has put herself out as a public figure. And this is one of the things that happened. What she did was she indicted the skeptic and atheist community on this package of hate that she presented.
They're making everybody pick a side.
Yeah. And so that's where she went just careening off the rails. And the Dawkins had said something just kind of stupid, I think. He should not have.
It was impulsive.
Yeah, it was an impulsive.
Just push your button, ladies, and get off the elevator.
It was a little dismissive. Really? I wasn't happy with it either.
Yeah, no, I didn't like it either.
It was dismissive.
And then I think, and I actually give mad props to PZ for his retort. Well, go ahead, Richard Dawkins, and why don't you Google raped on an elevator and see how many links come up of cases of people being attacked and raped and murdered on elevators.
See,
and then we'll talk about button pushing.
But that, I mean, we can't even have that conversation anymore. That's what's
it's
the
such
problem.
A difficult road to navigate, because there is genuine hate out there, and there's people that sit behind their little fucking computers spewing bile to people. And then there's also some people that put their heads above the parapet and invite criticism, and then when they get it, don't like it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So there's people who, like, you see celebrities on Twitter when they go, they retweet something that someone said about them, and you kind of go, well, that's fair enough. That's not nasty. That's not being a dick.
Exactly.
They just didn't like what you did. So, yeah. But I find myself going, well, yeah, that's bullying. That's not.
Yeah.
No, that's true. That's hateful. You know, sort of going through the feed, going, and this woman, Caroline Criado Perez, who was getting all the rape threats and death, it's not funny, but, you know, the dark side of me finds a bit. I'll tell you what I find funny about it. She was getting all this hate tweets and vile. So what she was doing, and Twitter would do nothing to shut down the accounts. And as soon as they shut down an account of someone, they it reopened. So she was just retweeting the hate tweets she was getting.
Wow, yeah.
So they shut down her account.
Oh, yeah.
That's what happens
great.
When you...
Great.
That's fantastic.
It's perfect. An automatic process.
Nice.
Right, right.
It's funny.
Yeah,
Not the guy sending the shit, though. Yeah,
I thought I was going to get shut down very soon. The other night, someone actually reported me for being aggressive. We'll talk about that in a minute. You're listening to Ardent Atheist at ardentatheist.com and available at the iTunes Store. More after this unavoidable interruption.
We've had a lot of people ask us about the comedy sketch clips that we play from the vile comedy album Chaos Radio, so we are making it available to you. You can buy your favorite tracks from the 23-track record individually for $1, or you can buy the entire recording for $18. Go to gumroad.com. That's /Emery. That's Gumroad. Oh, wait. That's G-U. I get so excited.
I know,
that's
right?
That's G-U-M as in Mary. R is in ridiculous. O is in O-P-Z. A is in accusations. D is in don't make ridiculous accusations. .com/Emery and buy this stupid thing.
We'll be right back.
Foundation Beyond Belief is a community of compassionate humanists and atheists supporting outstanding charities worldwide. Members sign up for automatic donations starting at $5 a month, then distribute those funds however they wish among the featured charities. To date, this unique humanist organization has raised over $750,000 to make this world a better, more humane place. We don't look to the skies for a better world. Foundation Beyond Belief is humanity at work. Learn more or join us at foundationbeyondbelief.org.
Hi, I'm David Diskin, and I wanted to tell you about Camp Quest West. We're a secular summer camp for non-religious families, and our week-long program for kids runs this summer in locations in California and over a dozen others throughout the U.S. At Camp Quest, we give kids the traditional camp experience, like archery, swimming, arts and crafts, and campfire songs, but we add science, skepticism, humanism, and critical thinking. There's a few spots left for parents who want to register their kids, but we're also asking for your help. We turn every donation into camperships for families that can't afford to send their children to camp. We're 100% volunteer-based, a tax-exempt 501c3, and our amazing financial aid program is supported by the free thought and skeptic community by people like you. I want to see how much Emery and Heather's fans can raise for Camp Quest West. Visit tinyurl.com/ardentcampquest. Or look for the link on their Facebook page. You can learn more about our California camps and the others throughout the U.S. by visiting campquest.org.
And now back to Ardent Atheist Nonsense You Can Believe In. We're talking with Wendy Wason, Barbara Drescher, and John Rael. Am I pronouncing your last name right?
Yes, you are. Oh, you're good, one of the few people who do.
Yeah, everybody does the... Yeah, yeah.
What were you saying, John?
John, what were you trying to interrupt?
I was saying I own a few Brian Dunning books, and they're great, you know, especially if you just want to bust them out and make a quick reference or whatever, and you don't have Google access. You know, just having the nice book format is nice too.
Yeah. Where can we hear his books?
On skeptoid.com, the iTunes.
I want every book has got to be turned into an audiobook these days. Nobody's really reading anymore.
I love the smell of a book, though. I can't.
I know,
it.
Right?
I just love it.
I don't mind
I'm
smelling
a smells
them,
girl. Kindles just don't smell the same.
They should make Kindles that just smell like old libraries.
Kindles don't weigh the same either, though.
Yeah, they don't at all.
Yeah, and also you can't tell who the stupid people are on public transport.
Yeah, they could be using the Kindle just to play. What's the new game? Candy Crush.
Oh God!
That fucking piece.
No
of
more
shit.
Invites. Swear to God, no more Candy Crush invites.
Well, you can block
it.
I keep hitting the little X and it says, okay, I won't send you any more Candy Crush invites. And I keep getting them. I don't know.
Oh, I'll show you how to turn it off. You
got I don't get any invites.
John, what?
Join the revolution. So.
You will be assimilated.
He doesn't want to be embarrassed when he gets stuck.
Yeah, right? Well, you know what pisses me off is I don't mind playing it. I play it on occasion and I don't mind the sharing aspect of the game, but the fucking game on three occasions now has posted information about me playing it when I didn't, when I specifically closed it and told it not to. That is bullshit.
What do you mean? When
you there's an X, you can hit an X and not share your winnings, not share these moments you've done well. You just advance. Would you like to share? Share button. No, I'm not fucking sharing. I don't want it on my wall. I'm a bit
dilemma,
in the closet
dilemma.
About it.
What
See,
the
he's
fuck
got a
is
problem.
This game?
He's got a problem with the X too.
Yeah, I got a problem with the X. Yeah,
it brings up a confirmation too. I mean,
yeah, no. Today it posted on the wall twice, and she saw it on her feed.
Yeah.
And I went, okay, you can't do this. It makes me want to stop playing it and take it off both my devices.
You shouldn't be playing it anyway. How do you have the fucking time to be playing games crushing candy?
I shit a lot.
You know what? Yeah. You can also.
Is it your toilet
fucking,
game?
Fucking
yes. Hey, let me tell you right now. It's in a folder on my iPhone called. Let me look it up. Poopy time.
Fucking Gordon Gecko over here. Who's got time for games?
Yeah.
We got business to do.
Set it to post only to you.
Three children.
Right.
And then nobody else will see it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Trick it.
Ah.
Oh, I see. That's not a bad idea. I mean, if they're going to function that way, I don't want to support them in any way. I don't want to play them.
I agree.
He'll be playing it later tonight.
Really?
Yeah, he'll be playing it.
What about Scrabble? Scrabble's a good game to play.
Oh, pshaw.
All right, let's get back to this discussion.
You get a really good score for that.
I know I would.
So PZ Myers posted this grenade blog. That's his verbiage. And basically what he did was, I'm not going to read this whole fucking thing. I'm just going to tell you that you can go read it by, because he hasn't pulled it down. He's been served with a cease and desist by Michael Shermer because in the blog, Michael Shermer is accused of rape by PZ Myers. PZ Myers tries to dance around it with all kinds of caveats everywhere, but at the end of the day, he says very clearly that he is accusing Shermer of rape. And now we're going to have to see this play out in the courts. And I hope it does. I absolutely hope it goes
so
to the courts.
I.
You cannot do this. It's a third-party email.
He said, she said.
Yeah, it's a he said, she
can
said.
Can I just right off the bat say that none of this discussion about what PZ Myers did is in any way relevant to whether Michael Shermer is
That's
guilty
exactly
or
right.
innocent.
That's exactly right.
His guilt or innocence has
nothing
to
do
with whether or not it was wrong to do what
right.
he did.
PZ did yeah.
Right. That's exactly right. The minute I started posting things about this and saying that, I posted a couple of blogs, I talked about this, I was immediately referred to as a rape apologist, I was immediately referred to as a misogynist, and it is the habit of the FTB folks that we're talking about right now to simply behave in that way. That is nothing more than McCarthyist approach. That is character assassination at its finest. And the fact that that's how they've been reacting to anybody who spoke up against their opinions, their tactics, their demand, for example, that every atheist skeptic convention adopt their version of sexual harassment policy, making these fallacious claims initially that there weren't even any policies in place at many of these conventions, when in fact all of them have policies in place already, nearly all of them that I'm aware of anyway, the ones that I know of, CFI, the...
Most of them are not crafted by people who actually have expertise in that area either.
Well, most of them I think are probably boilerplate, probably, right? I mean,
no,
I'm guessing.
I've seen vastly different policies at different conventions, and a lot of them, I don't understand how they're enforceable. I mean, it seems to me that CFI actually blew their own policy at CFICon last year.
I see what you
mean, beforehand, because there were arguments between speakers and they were harassing each other, and yet nobody did anything about it.
Oh, really?
So
I don't understand. Having read the what we sent through about it, I just don't understand why. Because she was saying that she felt failed by the conference for not protecting her.
Yeah.
First of all, rape is the violation of someone's body and soul. So I wouldn't be going to a conference to try and get... I'd go to the fucking police.
Yeah.
Why don't you file a police report? Because if you really want to protect other women, you go out and get that monster off the street rather than going, oh, do you know what?
Because they're afraid they're not going to do anything about it.
Let's be clear.
The claim.
And this
that's
is the best. This is the best route.
This
then.
Doesn't help. This no. kind of thing does not help women feel that something is going to be done about it.
Yeah. Let me try my best to make what I think is the right argument, or the right response to your question. Since we don't have anybody from FTB sitting here, I'm going to say that the reason that somebody might not go to the police is out of fear. The fear that they're going to be, this is what they think happens, I think, systemically. This is what fuels, I think, the FTB group the way that they're behaving, okay? And this just became, I just became aware that this is the mindset of some of the people there. When women are raped, when they take it to the police, A, nothing is done, usually. This is what they think. B, she's raped further by the system, both figuratively and literally. They put things in her. She has to go to a hospital. A rape kit thing happens. Evidence gathering occurs, and that intrusive process has to be part of what happens. And then the pursuit. They believe that that we live in a rape culture that protects rapists from prosecution, and that there's a system in place that is so insurmountable that nothing will happen. So if a victim really believes that, then I can see why they would be afraid to go to the police. And then living with this nightmare that happened to them, if that really happened, living with that nightmare, I can see someone standing up years later and going, well, maybe at least I can do something about this. I don't have any legal recourse, I guess. She does, by the way. She still
does. Is there a statute of limitation?
It depends on where it happened, what kind of statute of limitations might be imposed. But at the end of the day, and I actually asked a lawyer about this, at the end of the day, all statute of limitations, specifically with aggravated rape, are wrought with holes. And there are also civil charges that can be brought. So statute of limitations has nothing to do with that. So if it happened in Nevada, for example, there is no statute of limitations on this. None. If it happened in California, there is a loophole-filled statute of limitations, and it goes to, I think, between 4 and 7 years, depending on what kind of crime we're talking about.
Okay.
If memory serves, that's the answer to your question.
So
based
if you
on
need some kind
locations.
Of closure, you could go to the police at some point.
At any point, you could.
Yeah.
I could go to the police right now about my uncle molesting me, if I wanted to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
how would your uncle feel about that?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
I don't think he has a choice.
And I got to say, from hearing a lot of stories, in particular, this one girl who was the blonde young gal who talked about her experience at TAM getting...
Ashley Paramore,
yeah. And how she took it to the people at TAM,
yeah.
And they treated her much better than any of the actual authorities or security of the hotel.
Well, but... The reason that
she
wasn't happy with the hotel security was because they wouldn't do anything until she filed a police report.
Ah.
They wanted due process. And I take issue with that problem, with that...
Complaint. In other words, you should file... Listen, all of us in this community should be encouraging everybody who's ever a victim of sexual impropriety... to file the fucking police report.
And then the hearing
it's not
can start.
True that there is a system in place that further is meant to harm the woman. Is it perfect? No, it's not fucking perfect. And are people going to fight it and sometimes possibly win? Yeah, I suppose it's possible that a rapist might stand up against his accuser and in court win. Yes. Does it always happen? No fucking way does it always happen.
But it's
no.
the best system we have.
It's the system we have. And it's wildly better than what this cocksucker did. And by this cocksucker, I'm pointing at P.Z. Myers. It's wildly better than throwing third-party accusations at a person who has to then attack by serving him with a cease and desist. That's the only option left for the guy who's accused of this. And in no way, shape, or form am I convinced, as a member of this society, by the evidence offered, that there is anything here that even closely resembles the word rape. At most, maybe date rape, I guess. Is that what you could call this if everything as she described is true? If we're interpreting her words right? If he actually plied her with alcohol, got her back to his room?
She was unconscious.
And was unconscious?
And unable to make a choice that it is rape.
And here's another problem.
But we shouldn't even be discussing that. We shouldn't even be saying, well, hang on, if you got drunk and then...
There are definitions of rape, and there are definitions... purposefully so that we don't have to have this discussion. That's what we have a justice system for.
Right.
To decide when something is and is not rape, when something is and is not evidence, when something is and is not prosecutable.
Yeah.
We have a system as a society to deal with this. And we decided as a society that this is a system we were going to work with.
Okay.
It's not perfect, but it's the best thing that we have. And what's going on right now, in my opinion, is so much, it's so morally reprehensible that I've run out of adjectives. So
one of the hideous, hideous things about it is the stain of the accusation of rape never goes away.
No.
You can clear your name if you like, but that stain is there.
Some of these people are actually using the term blacklisting as something that they want. Want organizations to do.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, no,
and
I know.
They're using that term even.
The phrase.
So there's no question as to whether or not this is what is wanted.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk more about blacklisting when we get back so that we can get blacklisted. You're listening to Ardent Atheist on ardentatheist.com and available at the iTunes Store. More after this insufferable disruption.
Good news, everyone.
That's right. We have a premium ad-free service. We already give you the free hour of entertainment, but the premium service will allow you to subscribe to the full 90-minute show. It's only $10 per year. We also have another option. That's the pay more if you want button. If you can afford more, if you want to give us more money, we will give away some subscriptions to the needy. I actually get emails once in a while saying, I can't afford or I don't have a way to pay you through PayPal. We will give them away. We'll pay it forward. So be generous. Support the show if you can afford it. Please go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe. And here's a question for you. Is it rape if you actually announce that you're going to rape people? I think it is. Here's some commercials. We're going to rape them. Hey, that's not a commercial.
Foundation Beyond Belief is a community of compassionate humanists and atheists supporting outstanding charities worldwide. Members sign up for automatic donations starting at $5 a month, then distribute those funds however they wish among the featured charities. To date, this unique humanist organization has raised over $750,000 to make this world a better, more humane place. We don't look to the skies for a better world. Foundation Beyond Belief is humanity at work. Learn more or join us at foundationbeyondbelief.org.
Hi, I'm David Diskin, and I wanted to tell you about Camp Quest West. We're a secular summer camp for non-religious families, and our week-long program for kids runs this summer in locations in California and over a dozen others throughout the U.S. At Camp Quest, we give kids the traditional camp experience like archery, swimming, arts and crafts, and campfire songs. But we add science, skepticism, humanism, and critical thinking. There's a few spots left for parents who want to register their kids, but we're also asking for your help. We turn every donation into camperships for families that can't afford to send their children to camp. We're 100% volunteer-based, a tax-exempt 501c3, and our amazing financial aid program is supported by the free thought and skeptic community by people like you. I want to see how much Emery and Heather's fans can raise for Camp Quest West. Visit tinyurl.com/ardentcampquest or look for the link on their Facebook page. You can learn more about our California camps and the others throughout the U.S. by visiting campquest.org.
Did you see that UFO sighting that made the news? What did that latest study about alternative treatments really say? Is this photo making the rounds real or a hoax? Doubtful News is a unique website featuring news about pseudoscience, the paranormal, anomalies, and questionable claims framed with a skeptical view. Come visit DoubtfulNews.com every day for news about cryptozoology, conspiracies, shams, scams, and more. Follow us on Twitter at Doubtful News. Critical thinking is essential in assessing today's news. Doubtful News helps you decide, can you really believe this stuff?
And now back to Ardent Atheist, nonsense you can believe in. We're talking with Wendy Wazin, Barbara Drescher, and John Rael.
Yay.
Thanks for being here, everybody.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Me.
Now, where were we headed? We were. You had some.
I was just kind of reading the email and the details of the blog saying Shermer chatted with me at great length while refilling my wine glass repeatedly.
Sounds sexy when you read it.
Is it?
Yeah.
Did anybody warn her where we're headed? Level one of the blockbot.
Oh yeah, no,
you're
the blockbot.
Probably not on it yet. So.
Yeah, you're going to get on the blockbot now.
Am I?
Probably.
I just think Shermer sounds quite. If a guy refill.
Any guy that's refilling your glass.
He's getting sucked off in the toilet. Is that rape? I don't know. Mouth rape? I don't know.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. From their perspective, that is what constitutes rape.
Is that grooming, is it?
That's grooming. That's the problem. You're okay. Not...
I think
you're
been groomed by every man I've ever slept with.
Now, we keep saying they and them and the free thought bloggers. I think we are referring to specific members of what is, like, how many bloggers are on there? Like 30 people?
It's not just the bloggers. It's the commenters. And
yeah. I'm just saying this is a huge group of people to...
And they're very heterogeneous.
...put under... You know, specific they, them terms. I think we're giving evil agency to a group of people that might be different and unique and, you know.
Well, that's, yes. We agree.
We're talking about the naysayers then.
Let me illustrate right now. I'm going to illustrate right now. Each one of you. We're going to do this for about 5 minutes.
Okay.
Each one of you, turn to a page of comments. It doesn't matter where you turn to as long as it hasn't been read yet. Get ready. Pick a comment. Doesn't matter. We are now going to read random comments from the PZ Myers grenade blog. I'll start. And I'm going to, by the way, I'm going to start out of nowhere. I'm just going to pick one. Okay? This is in quotes. This is Anthony McCarthy. It's up to you to make that decision. Jesus, Kane, you really don't get the idea of this, do you? If you'd rather vent than stop a serial rapist, carry on the way you are. I'll catch the residual flame warring on this one at YouTube in a couple of years. Heather?
I can't read that. They've always been there.
Oh,
Magistramaria?
Yeah, Magistramaria.
The only thing that has changed is that the wall of silence is crumbling. Thank you, PZ. I, for one, think you did the right thing.
Wow, my brain is so raw now. I hope this is the last of them, but I fear not. It would be good to know the name of the organization that did nothing with this. Thank
you. Among the Fuck Weasel Brigade... which includes a number of people with influence in skeptic, atheist, secularist organizations. He's been quite sufficiently smeared as some sort of evil political mastermind plotting the destruction of the skeptic, atheist, secularist community. And that's definitely the spin that will be put on this from at least some quarters. As a witch hunt, lynching, McCarthyism aimed to take out political opponents, guaranteed people will say he made this up.
I'm doing a Miri professional fun ruiner. I'm actually almost crying, and that doesn't happen to me often. I got nothing. I don't understand how things got this bad. I don't understand how we skeptics, atheists, can claim to be good without God, and reasonable, and rational, and yet allow this. My heart aches for all the people who have been hurt by this, especially when I think about how terrified they are of speaking out, and how sadly accurate their fears are.
Marcus Ranum. What's with all the creeps in the skeptic community lately?
John Morales. Peasy, I've got to do, he's quoting Peasy, I've got to do what I've got to do. I can do no other. I will again emphasize, though, that I have no personal direct evidence that the events occurred as described. All I can say is that the author is known to me, and she has also been vouched for by another person I trust. And John Morales goes on to say himself, you've made it clear it's hearsay, but that you take that seriously. That means something. In parentheses, you don't exactly have a reputation for being credulous, you know. Now I'm going to read the one that follows this up. This is from Anti-Prepro. You've made it clear it's hearsay. He's quoting again. You've made it clear it's hearsay. But that you take it seriously, that means something. You don't exactly have a reputation for being credulous, you know. And Anti-Prepo says, go fuck yourself! Stop while you're fucking ahead, Morales!
Oh, Jesus, Harold, fucking Christ. That's it.
Mordell says CFI's official policy is copied from the Catholic Church. Here it is. Shh.
Ex-white, sexual harassment, sexual assault, and now rape. If true, this is a huge problem that needs to be corrected now. You did the right thing by bringing this out.
JB, it would also be good if the organization which the rape was reported to could be asked to explain what they did or didn't do. If they covered up a rape, then it should also be known that they aren't an organization to be trusted.
Personally, I think I would first take it out with Shermer before coming out with this. Ooh. On the other side of it, it isn't a surprise that a certain percentage of people are shitbags. The Catholic Church is hidden behind that defense. Hey, of course there are pedophiles among priests, but no more as a percentage of than any other profession. That's true, but what distinguishes right from wrong is that the Catholic Church covered things up and enabled the abusers. I guess the Shermer incident needs exposed to the light.
All right, I'll go to hell.
Arpit Cowhan, I can't give more details than that as it would reveal my identity and I am scared that he will come after me in some way, end quote. I hope the information divulged isn't enough for Shermer to identify the person. The disturbing thing is that implies that he might have not just behaved, but I dare say raped others too. If that wasn't the case, why would there be any doubt in Shermer's mind as to who this person is? No question mark at the end. Fossil Fishy says, fucking hell! I tried to incorporate the last two paragraphs into my numbered points to make it clearer and more concise. And of course, I didn't delete them or preview it. I hope it still makes sense. So these are the comments. That's what I mean when I say these folks. Okay? That's what I'm talking about. If you read these comments, if you just keep going down over and over and over again, it's moronic. It's complete and utter confusion. It just doesn't make any sense, in my opinion, to the skeptical mind. No one is skeptical within this group for the most part. There's a few people.
It does make sense, though. Did you notice how many of the comments corrected somebody for getting upset by saying, wait a second. That person's comment was meant to be supportive.
Oh, right.
So it's really about whether or not you support someone. It's not actually about what you said.
Right. All right. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Ardent Atheist at ardentatheist.com and available at the iTunes Store. More after this special announcement.
This is a big super shout out to a few of our listeners. Trevor, Jesse, Booger Bender, Hi Booger. Jake Pellymounter, Carl Barrett, Anna, Nullis Diaz, Introspector, Leslie Iverson, Springsteen, Britch, 007, Kavala, McJustice, and thank you for being there, everybody.
Who's the deaf guy?
That's Booger.
You just said hi to Booger Bender.
Hi, Booger.
You said hi to the deaf guy.
Yeah, well.
You're kind of a dick. And now back to Ardent Atheist, nonsense you can believe in. We're talking with Wendy Wazen.
Hello.
Barbara Drescher. And John Rael.
Hey.
Thanks again for being here, everybody.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
So, listen, at the end of the day, what really happened was, what really happened was a girl made claims that she believes she was raped. According to the initial blog post, that information was sent to someone named Carrie, who was then forwarding it to PZ Myers. That's how it was initially. Then a re-edit was done, or an edit was done, rather, on his blog that made it sound like he had gotten it firsthand. So his initial approach had him once removed from the story, and then he changed the story. At another point.
And I'm even willing to believe that, but that doesn't turn this into an editorial. It's still a claim about somebody committing crimes. It's still an anonymous claim about somebody committing crimes.
Right.
And it's still right. a shitty thing to do.
Yeah. It's really tasteless. It's just really...
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like gossip. It feels like mom's at the school gate going, oh, do you know what, man? You're not an organization undermined by that.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, like, the New York Times might publish a story and not be able to reveal their sources, but the actual writer of that story is not going to make the accusation. Right. They're going to say, I'm just telling you from my source, which is trustworthy. You know, PZ doesn't really do that. He goes beyond.
He pretends to do that at the beginning.
At the beginning, but towards the end, there's no stipulations.
The reason that they have those sources is to make sure that their ass is covered in case they do get sued for that accusation. That they did get it from a trusted source. So
a good journalist
that plays out in the courts when somebody actually has a libel or slander case, it plays out in the courts, and this one will too.
Yeah, I hope it could. This could be settled, of course.
Yes, it could.
Now I got attacked this morning when Brian Thompson discovered that I had started a fundraiser over on Indiegogo for. I want to raise legal funds to help Michael Shermer alleviate or some of the expenses, right? Where are we at right now? I don't know where we are right now.
Well, it seems like you want to do a little more than that, Emery.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Well, reading your Indiegogo.
Yep.
It's not just about alleviating.
There are two reasons that I started this. What?
I honestly, for me, I didn't share it because I felt that Michael needed the.
The funds,
help.
Yeah.
I shared it because I think that it's a show of solidarity against that kind of behavior that put him in that position to begin with.
Yeah.
See, but I think it's more than just a show. It's not just a show of solidarity against that particular behavior, which I agree with. That behavior is bullshit. But it seems to offer up a sort of an evil agency to the free thought bloggers, which on the one hand, I don't know all of them individually. On the other hand, I don't want to give them that much credit. And also, you know, I think for the most part, a lot of them have their hearts in the right places, even if they are about blacklisting and writing juvenilely and being vitriol and angry and all that stuff might be true. That doesn't mean they're an evil agency out to hurt our institutions.
Well, we give them a nice list of people to block.
That's actually the words of Carrie Poppy today. I consider Carrie a friend. But actually, her response after Brian Thompson, that's her boyfriend, after Brian Thompson posted this hateful thing about me raising money for Shermer, she said, yeah, thanks, Emery, for giving us a list of people to not hang out with.
Well, Carrie's the one also that used the word blacklist when it came to...
Yeah, it's unfortunate. It really is awful.
She didn't even demand you give her an apology yet.
None of them have spoken to me. I didn't get a call from Carrie. I didn't get an email from Carrie. I didn't get anything from Carrie. I didn't get anything from any of them. They just started just flaming me over on Facebook, and quite frankly, it's disheartening. But we have a difference of opinion, Carrie. Carrie and I. Brian and I have a difference of opinion. My opinion is quite simply that P.Z. Myers did absolutely the wrong thing by making these obvious accusations against Michael Shermer based on the thing that he's referring to as evidence. For me, this is really no different than arguing with a Christian about what they consider to be evidence. The Christians consider evidence that God exists, the fucking Bible. That's evidence to Christians.
Yeah.
An email sent to someone named Carrie, then sent to P.Z. Myers from someone who's remaining anonymous, is not evidence, in my opinion. I'm not saying it's made up. I'm not saying there wasn't a girl that didn't end up having some drinks with Shermer and ending up in his room. It's for a court to decide whether that's rape, not P.Z. Myers in the blogosphere.
Absolutely.
That's my take on this, and I'm standing against P.Z.'s actions. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know if there was some sort of sexual impropriety by Michael Shermer.
It's not relevant.
It's not relevant. That's exactly right. What's relevant is that what P.Z. Myers did was morally reprehensible. It was absolutely insidious what he did.
And I agree with you all up until we accuse them of being an evil agency out to hurt our institutions. Okay. I don't think they are, even though I think a lot of them...
They say they are. Can I read them to you?
They actually do say they are.
They say it clearly. They say it very clearly in the blog comments that we were reading. We'll read them more in the premium.
Well, I mean, the blog commenters, sure, but like, you know, all of Free Thought blogs...
There have been comments.
Let me be clear about something.
That's not even relevant to me.
Somebody says something... In Peasy's comments, as this group of people are communing together, and nobody calls it out, then they as a group are now responsible for that fucking position. That's my opinion, and that's why it's fucking wrong.
Tell us how you really feel.
I know.
Honestly, this whether or not they're out to hurt our institution is not even relevant to me either.
Yeah.
It's. I actually believe it, but I don't have, you know, that's something that's arguable. Charity says that we should not. What bothers me is that people that support this kind of behavior, I have to question their morality.
Yeah.
I'll work with them, but I'm not going to call them friends. I'm sorry. It's an incredibly reprehensible type of behavior that we have history that people are ashamed of in this country. That follows this kind of behavior, and yet it's being promoted as if it is somehow helping people who have been violated.
I can only imagine.
It doesn't help anyone.
I can only imagine what this poor girl's going through.
Yeah, that's the most awful thing about it.
We don't even know her name, but she's probably sitting back watching all this stuff and going, oh my God, you know.
Did her friend get permission to forward on this email?
I'm sorry?
Did her friend get permission to forward?
I presume she did.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. We're presuming that she had permission to forward it to
PZ. That's what PZ implied in his...
Yes. Well, that's what he implied.
Yeah.
Well, then I got a question for you, Emery. Am I responsible for the comments that get left, I guess, like on my videos, on my YouTube page, on, you know, wherever
can
I release my stuff?
Can you moderate your YouTube comments?
Yeah.
Then yes.
PZ moderates his comments.
I don't. I personally leave them all up.
PZ moderates his comments. He blocks people who don't agree with him. He bars them from being able to comment in the future. The FTB folks have a strong history of that. They run a block bot. This particular group of folks. Tell us about
that's
this.
That's the atheism plusers.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not the FTBers. My apologies. So, yeah, the A plusers. Well, there's a bit of Venn diagram there where they cross over.
And if they want to block us, I'm okay with that. I guess
I don't have a problem with
my only issue
either.
Is
that's
that
not the issue.
Yeah, my only issue with it is that they promoted it as a universal tool. Hey, all you Twitter users out there who want to not be bothered by assholes, use this. When if you're, you know, in a completely different, you know, group of social or, you know, business people, that block bot list is going to have nothing whatsoever to do with you. You're never going to run across half of those names
right.
ever.
Right. Right. There's a guy, Thunderfoot, who posted an audio response of his own about the PZ Myers thing. And then some gentleman whom I don't even know his name, someone posted this somewhere and I found it. Some guy who's walking through the woods ranting hate at Thunderfoot and really, really upset about Thunderfoot's arguments. Now, I went and listened to Thunderfoot, and I thought he made reasonable arguments against the PZ Myers action. But this broadened my understanding of where those in what I refer to as the extreme feminist viewpoint, where they're coming from, why they're coming from. That's an important thing. When you want to argue with Christians, if you can have a better understanding of what makes them tick, what is it? What are the underlying foundational values that are making them think the things they are, accept the things they are, what they perceive to be evidence, not evidence, that sort of thing. It helps a lot.
That's right,
and this gentleman here is...
of not having their fucking life ruined if they open their goddamn mouth because of these authorities, you know, having all the power. And it's just disgusting. And like I said, even if you can do it, and you can do it successfully, which no doubt in this circumstance it could have been done, what's your reward for it? People will hate you for it. All right? Oh, you ruined the good career of a good officer. So what? He raped a few women. Big deal. You don't know that that's the reality we live in, you stupid dumb asshole, you motherfucker. You don't know that's reality on planet fucking Earth. Oh, I'm yelling in the woods.
Yeah, you are. Now, that is a guy who made me... There's a lot more there. I just came into the middle of that, and I knew I'd find a moment, because the whole thing is filled with some foundational myths that he's holding. He says, actually, in this thing, that every woman he knows has in some way been molested, in some way. That's a paraphrase. Go watch the video, find out exactly what he said to get it completely accurate. But that's what we're dealing with.
Where can
we're
you
dealing
find this
with,
video?
Yeah, where can you find this video? That's a good question. You can find it actually at ardentatheist.tumblr.com. It's at the top of my, I believe it's, yeah, it's at the top of my blog posts. I posted it yesterday, I believe, and I wrote about it. It's called Understanding the Ally, because I am allies with anybody who is opposed to rape. I am allies with anybody who's opposed to sexual harassment, say in the workplace or anywhere where sexual harassment can actually happen. We are allies if that is your perspective. Your tactics, we may not be allies with regard to how you think these problems should be handled. We're going to be reading basically the entire time from PZ's blog. We're going to read more comments for the premium episode. That's all we're going to do. We are going to read. But right now, that's it. For the free hour, we'll be making the full 90 minutes available to our premium subscribers very soon. I want to thank our guest Wendy Wason, Barbara Drescher, and John Royale. I also want to thank my co-host and producer Heather Henderson. Tune in next week.
Don't tune in next week.
Yeah, don't tune in next week when Heather will be
at Burning Man.
That's right, and she'll be
Burning Men.
Oh, no.
Yes, I will.
This has been the free version of episode 127, another show that went off without a hitch. We miss you, Hitch. I'm your host, Emery Emery.
And I'm Heather Henderson. Our theme music, courtesy of the sound editor of The Aristocrats, Eric Wilson. And special thanks to our Wall of Reason moderator, Joseph Won't Be Burning Swam.
No,
and our digital
going.
Publicist and web guru, Cameron Will Be Flaming Winters.
He's gay again. Some characters mentioned on this podcast are completely fictitious. Any resemblance to real persons living or dead is purely wishful thinking. Do you want to plug anything?
Yeah, eSkeptic. Check it out. My review of Mark Edwards' book is up. The full 2,500 words.
Congratulations on that. What would you like to
plug? DragonCon next weekend.
DragonCon. Are you speaking?
Labor Day weekend. Yep. Skept track at DragonCon.
Where do people find you, Wendy?
You find me on www.twitter, Wendy_Wason.
How's it spelled?
Wason.
There you go. Wendy Wason. You've been listening to Ardent Atheist. Ardent Atheist is a product of natural selection. Thanks, everybody.